Most recently, I happened to read this book. This is an interesting book on the Corrupt Practice Investigation Bureau, or CPIB, which was found in 1952 during British colonial rule to address rising corruption way back in Singapore. CPIB gained significant authority after Singapore independent in 1965, when then Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew prioritized the fight against corruption as essential to nation building. Under his leadership, the CPIB was placed directly under the Prime Minister's office, ensuring its independence and empowering it to investigate corruption at all levels. Here, a landmark case occurred way back in 1986, involving Minister for National Development, Tay Chiu Wan. CPIB investigate revealed that they had accepted bribes amounting to $1 million from two private companies in exchange for facilitating land deals. Before he could be formally charged or questioned further, Tay died by suicide, leaving behind a note expressing regret and citing personal responsibility. He was scheduled to meet Lee Kuan Yew the very next day. This case underscores Singapore's zero-tolerance policy and cemented CPIB role as a fearless and independent agency committed to upholding integrity in all sectors, including the property market. Here, let me share with you my personal experience. I can still recall many years ago, I was marketing an apartment in Dairy Farm Estate. A buyer came up to me during the open house and offered me a big ang pao if I sell the property to him at a lower price. Sorry, Hall, without a second thought, I rejected him upfront. I remember telling him this, my job is to secure the best possible price for my client, nothing less. Here, let me share with you this. Don't ever think of bribing me. I will only report you if I know of any corruption. Anyway, I reported individual before for corruption practice and tax evasion. Because when you take copy money, you better be prepared to face the consequences. Taxpayers suffer, simple as that.